Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Okay, so Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette filing an amicus brief in federal court to prevent the implementation of new clean air regulations governing power plant emissions. He says the new rules will cost Michigan jobs. The move getting a strong reaction from the American Lung Association, which says the delay would have a negative effect on the health of thousands of Michiganians. To talk about that, I'm joined by Peter Iwanowitz. He's the Assistant Vice President of the American Lung Association. Welcome to the program, Peter.
Yeah, my pleasure to be here. Thanks very much for having me tonight.
Now, these are new regulations, so the emissions we're dealing with have been around for some time. It's nothing new. Meanwhile, our economy is on its knees, and anything that may dissuade job growth is certainly a concern. Is this really the time we need to implement new regulations?
Well, this is the time that we've waited for over two decades to actually protect public health. And this regulation in particular, the benefits of controlling these emissions are going to far outweigh the costs. We're talking about preventing 17,000 premature deaths in this country, hundreds of thousands of asthma attacks and heart attacks. All those health endpoints have significant costs that are going paid right now. So when you add up those costs and add up the preventing premature deaths from happening, they far outweigh the cost that would take companies to install the technology to comply.
You know, we don't hear widespread concern from the public over our air quality in Michigan, which is, I think, relatively good compared to other areas of the U.S. Is it really a big problem in our state?
Sure. Air pollution is actually a problem everywhere. We have areas of Michigan that actually fail the American Lung Association's clean air test. We put out a state of the air report each year, and pervasive pollutants like ozone and fine particles, and in this instance, the toxics from power plants that have yet to be cleaned up are actually a pervasive problem. In fact, as I understand it from colleagues in the environmental community, there was a report out last week in Michigan that showed significantly more mercury in Michigan's environment than was previously thought. And that's the very pollutant that EPA is focused in on with these rules to clean up. So I think there's general awareness that pollution is still a big problem, and it needs to be dealt with. And when we go out and survey the public in our polling, we find very big support for cleaning up air, and people don't believe the standards are protective enough. We actually tested that frame you started off the conversation about is this the right time to enact these standards? And overwhelmingly, we find Michigan voters in our polls are supportive of these standards and actually think they'll create jobs. They won't hinder job growth. So it actually, they came back to us, which somewhat surprised us, to be honest with you, that tighter air standards would actually create jobs through innovation and entrepreneurship.
Well, let me ask you, in terms of the effect on the lung, isn't the air pollution given off by power plants far less harmful than habits like smoking or other more localized air pollutants?
Well, a lot of it depends on the age and your exposure to these air pollutants. Mercury is a potent neurotoxin, and a developing fetus or a young child who's exposed to mercury is at risk for developmental effects, neurological impairment for their entire life. Stack that up against the child who is exposed for a short burst of time with secondhand smoke, which is thankfully happening fewer and farther between, and you really get a sense of the magnitude of the health threat posed by power plants. And the thing that is so concerning to us is the technology exists. Many plants across the country have installed this technology and will reduce mercury and other air toxics. And it's a time for all plants to install that type of technology.
I'm talking to Peter Iwanowitz. He's the Assistant Vice President of the American Lung Association. So you've mentioned mercury as one of the key poisonous emissions coming out of power plants. Are there others? And in terms of these regulations, will they how much will they be limiting the emissions and these harmful chemicals from getting into the air?
Well, the EPA's standards will enact a 90% reduction in poisonous mercury emissions from these power plants. And these rules are specific to the toxic pollutants that come from power plants. And they're actually required when Congress enacted the Clean Air Act in 1990. So Representative Dingell and his colleagues who really owned that legislation and moved it forward, they actually required EPA to set these standards back in the 1990 amendment. So we're waiting over two decades for them to be put in place. And these will address mercury. They'll address pollutants like arsenic and benzene, formaldehyde, and a whole suite of acid gases that are very corrosive to lung tissue and can trigger asthma attacks. Other standards have already been enacted to reduce smog-forming emission and soot-forming emission. This regulation will focus on the nasty, toxic chemicals that are emitted by power plants.
A 90% reduction, that's almost a complete elimination. How exactly does that happen? How do these power plants eliminate so much of these substances from their emissions?
Well, they essentially put on scrubbing devices or inject carbon into the smokestacks to eliminate the mercury. And you can achieve that 90% reduction quite easily. There are, again, as I mentioned, there are plants across the country who are doing this now who are either subject to local or state standards. Like in Illinois, there are standards for mercury control emissions. So there are lower levels of mercury that are belched out by those plants in Illinois that waft your way in Michigan. In other states, they're the same type of standard. So the technology exists.
Mm-hmm.
Power companies have installed it and have achieved that 90% reduction elsewhere. So
but there's a cost.
There's
a cost involved, though, is there not, in upgrading their system to do this?
Yes, there is. I mean, there are different strategies. Some plants decide to switch from burning coal to natural gas. Other plants have decided to install the control technology. There is certainly a cost to doing that. There are jobs that are created to install the technology and to maintain the technology as well. But as I said, the benefits far outweigh the cost. We'll have 17,000 fewer premature deaths, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of fewer asthma attacks and hospitalizations and heart attacks. So all those healthcare dollars will no longer be spent to treat disease, mm-hmm. and fewer people will be dying prematurely. And I think that's the type of trade-off that warrants these standards going forward, tremendous public health benefits.
So once these, and if these new regulations take effect, will that mean that these plants will essentially have no negative impact on the environment through their emissions?
Well, they'll certainly still have emissions, but they'll be far lower. Certainly the mercury is going to be cleaned up to a substantial amount, but when you combust any fossil fuels, you're going to still have emissions. So they won't have no environmental effect, but their environmental effect and their public health effect will be dramatically lowered. And that's the key. And following the letter of the law, that's what EPA has proposed here with mercury standards. It wasn't virtual elimination of mercury, but it was to get these standards up to a level that was the maximum technology achievable.
Are American clean air regulations the most stringent or near the top when it comes to other countries in the world?
We are the most advanced when it comes to protecting public health, and as a result, companies have achieved great economic benefits as they've developed, devised, and installed pollution control technology. So the U.S. is, yes, indeed, the world leader in cleaning up air pollution from smokestack industries. And we've benefited as other countries have caught up to our standards because American companies are able to sell our control technology to them as they clean up.
In this conversion to natural gas plants, how much less harmful are the emissions from these kinds of new plants?
Well, natural gas, well, let me just put it this way. Mercury is a function of what is extracted from the earth and then combusted. So natural gas doesn't have a lot of mercury in it at all. In fact, it's probably just trace level. So mercury isn't an issue for a natural gas plant. It's primarily an issue for coal plants where you have the mercury in the coal itself.
And in terms of, since you are with the American Lung Association, when it comes to the type of pollution given off by vehicles and in our traffic, how does that compare to the type of pollution that we see coming from our plants, our power plants and factories and so on?
Well, the biggest share of the burden, certainly with air toxics, comes from these power plants. Motor vehicles aren't a significant contributor of mercury. They do have toxic emissions, but they are lower and lower as emission standards have become cleaner and cleaner for those vehicles. So the U.S. auto industry has really done a fine job of complying with modern pollution control technologies, and therefore the transportation sector is becoming a lower piece of the overall pollution pie. Now we're saying it's time for the smokestacks in this country to catch up with where the tailpipes have led.
Peter Iwanowicz, he's the Assistant Vice President at the American Lung Association. Thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure. Appreciate the opportunity.